This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Full service.
Bushwick, hello internet, hello universe. This is Jack Inslee. You are tuned in to a very special episode of Full Service Radio on the Heritage Radio Network. Now, as you know, if you're a full-time listener of this network, you know this is the premier food talk radio station on the planet. And on Full Service Radio, we generally talk to DJs and producers, and we talk to them about food, and we listen to their music. So this week is like the perfect intersection between food and music. We have an incredible Emmy-nominated composer and multi-instrumentalist. It's Duncan Toom. He is the man behind the music on Chef's Table specifically, and this is where the Emmy nomination came in, on the Frances Maulman episode. And we do love Frances Maulman here. So Duncan has studied guitar at Interlochen Arts Academy and USC's Thornton School of Music, which is where his career as a composer began. He's been in a rock band called Pizza, which also could not be more fitting as we broadcast this show out of Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It's like there's a lot of great tie-ins here. And he's scored many great projects, including Vice documentaries and something called Body Slam, Revenge of the Banana, which I'll ask about later. This is Duncan Toom. Welcome to the show, Duncan.
Thank you kindly for having me.
Yeah, it's funny that, I mean, not only are you scoring food TV, you're in a band called Pizza. I mean, that's just like, it sounds like I made it up.
I know, I actually hadn't appreciated the irony until until you connected those dots for me. There it is.
Seriously, there it is. Now, if you're not familiar with Chef's Table, this is like something that I've been hearing about so much from so many different people. It's like, God, have you seen Chef's Table? Have you seen Chef's Table? And people that don't really generally follow food or call themselves foodies, it's on Netflix. It's becoming incredibly popular, and it was created by David Gelb, also a friend of the network, who was behind Jiro Dreams of Sushi. So this is, I don't know exactly how many episodes. I believe there were 6 episodes on season 1 where they follow a chef kind of intimately through their creative process and everything that goes into the composition of their dishes and cuisines. And Duncan, you were behind the music on the Frances Maulman episode. Is that the only one that you worked on in the series?
That is correct.
Awesome. So the music is beautiful. I did get a chance to see the episode, and it is beautifully scored. So the folks at the Emmy Awards do know what they're doing, nominating you. So,
well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm curious, though. First, I want to know, did you get to eat Frances Maulman's food before scoring this?
I hate to report to you that I was not able to. I come on later in the post-production process, so so most of my experience of the food is the same as yours or any of your listeners who are watching it or have seen the episode, which is just, you know, salivation and, you know, maybe the occasional reaching out and touching the screen.
Yeah, seriously. So did you get a chance to eat his food after scoring this?
I did not. I still have yet to have a dish by Frances, but I did hear he was in town this week, so maybe my luck will change.
Okay, this is going to be like a call to action. Heritage Radio is going to like make this happen, and then we'll document it. And
start a Kickstarter.
Yeah, we'll start a Kickstarter, exactly. Well, so how deeply did you kind of get to dig into Frances's personality and cooking, even just in theory and like researching him before you scored?
I would say a pretty good amount. I had a lot of conversations with the director Clay Jeter and our editor Santos, and we when we were starting to talk about the music together, we had quite a few conversations about, you know, how to best choose instruments and get the flavor of, pun intended, I suppose, of the sound of the music that would, you know, best complement him as a chef, but also as an artist and, you know, a person who's going through a journey, a life journey, so to speak.
For sure. And like, what were some of your takeaways after watching him and experiencing him? I mean, for me, when he came to Heritage Radio, what I noticed most about Francis was he talked about fire and wood in like a real sensual, almost like sexual kind of way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. He is 100%, you know, like living life to the fullest. He's very committed to his philosophy, and he speaks about it with like, you know, this poetic tone. He almost savors the words as he says them, and you know, a lot of the battle was to try and create music that really belonged to this world that he's, you know, kind of casting as he speaks about how to cook and how to, you know, how fire has these different shades of, you know, it can be, you know, just embers and ashes, and it can rise up, and it does have like a sexual tone to it almost. and that was how we got to the electric guitar, is kind of the voice of Francis, because it really captures that joie de vivre and the youthful, you know, sensuality of it, of him.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm wondering, as you're composing, are you kind of sitting there with the guitar as you watch footage, or do you digest what you've watched and then kind of go off and compose in another place? I mean, kind of walk us through the process.
Well, there's kind of a funny story there. The scene where he's fly fishing, he's standing in a lake, or maybe it's not fly fishing, he's fishing in a lake and it's raining, was a tricky scene for us to score, and I believe that the tent music there had pianos and marimbas, and it was sort of like a quirky, you know, it gave him a quirkiness and sort of like a lightness, and it just wasn't feeling right, and we'd had a few conversations about, you know, how to really put a finger of wildness that he has in his life, you know, that sort of, maybe the word is wanderlust, and I was really struggling with this, and I was trying different things, and I ended up going with an electric guitar very late in the night. We hadn't tried that before, and I thought, that would be funny if I tried to, you know, have this blazing guitar solo timed to him casting the rod into the lake. And I had this aha moment at about 4:30, and I kind of put on this guitar face and, like, really tried to play a solo, you know, that felt like it belonged to, you know, his story. And somehow it kind of worked. And then I woke up the next morning and was like, huh, like, electric guitar, really? That works. And then we just went with that.
That's
took the guitar
fun.
All over the world with him, really.
Yeah, really. Now, you went to school with David Gelb, who created it, and Clay Jeter, the director, right?
That's correct.
That's funny, man. I mean, did you ever anticipate in a million years that you would get an Emmy nomination out of this?
I did. I absolutely did not. I was so excited to come on board, because I'm, you know, obviously a huge fan of David and Clay's work from the past, and we actually hadn't collaborated to date until Chef's Table, and it was a really, really fun, because, you know, we've been friends for all these years, and then to be artistically collaborating, and they had done just an incredible job with the series and with Francis, and to join up with them, I really, you know, it was I had to pour my heart and soul into it. It wasn't that I had to, but I felt compelled, like I was, you know, part of something bigger than myself, and I wanted to make sure you know, the music was going to belong to the world that they had created.
Absolutely. As the sound of a plane
comes
through the airwaves here. No, it's great. I mean, are you talking to us from L.A.?
Yes, I'm in L.A., and we have an active force of helicopters patrolling the skies.
Well, that's the perfect time for us to take a really quick break. I want to play some of the music from the episode so listeners can get a little taste of exactly what we're talking about. I want to come back and talk about some of your inspirations and ask you some more food-related questions. So I'm on the line here with Duncan Toom. And this is Jack Inslee on Full Service Radio and Heritage Radio Network. We will be right back after a very short break. Welcome back to Full Service Radio. Again, what you just listened to were some of the sounds from the Francis Mallmann episode of Chef's Table. That is Emmy-nominated music you were just listening to. And Duncan, I kind of want to talk a little bit about some of your inspirations in terms of scoring. Are there any composers that made you want to enter this field, or did you just happen to kind of stumble into composing for film and video?
Well, I've actually always loved film music, and I've always loved indie music in all its shades and colors. And I found when I was pursuing, you know, more of like a performance career as a guitar player and keyboard player and bass player in different bands, I was scoring short films along the side, and I always felt like, oh, there's got to be this cool hybrid between the two things, because you kind of use this, they're both using a technique of, it's like a delivery of emotion. Like, pop music is really good at quickly conveying an idea, like, of how how to feel, and you can sink into that and really put your own experience into a song. And I think film score does the same thing. Its job is to, you know, play along with the picture and the story, and to make you, you know, connect with, or to help you connect with the world that you're seeing. And I found there's a bunch of overlap between those two things, that the form is simple, even though, you know, or similar, I mean, and it is simple too, in that it's trying to convey a message really, really cleanly and quickly. And I think the technique that you get there with is a little different, but the idea is the same. So transitioning between the two is just sort of like looking at the same thing from a different angle.
Sure. Now, I'm wondering, as you compose for film and video, if you ever use old demos and songs from kind of the band songwriter days, or if you're always coming at it from scratch?
I have yet to do that. It's funny, because you write enough music, and that process of being able to come up with an idea is sort of an infinite one. There's always something waiting for you to try, and I feel like you develop a language of musical ideas at some point, so it's almost like you don't even need to go backwards. It's, as long as you try and give yourself a chance, the ideas always seem to be there.
Totally. I'm wondering if you have a dream project in mind, something that would really, you know, be what's like the ultimate film or video for you that you could compose for?
Oh, there'd be so many, but if it was live action, my bucket list item would be making music for a Coen Brothers movie. I just love those guys, and their films are, I think, incredible works of art, even. And if it was animation, I'm a huge Hayao Miyazaki fan. So if his regular composer Joe Hisaishi was, you know, taking vacation, I would be happy to step in and help him out in his time of need.
Dude, you're definitely speaking to my heart. Those are like those are really good answers. I really appreciate that. So, shifting gears to food for a second, would you have considered yourself like a food enthusiast before working on this project? You know, are you a big eater? Do you go out to restaurants a lot?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a huge lover. I'm a lover of food. I have grown up. My mom is an incredible cook, and she always was lighting up our taste buds growing up as kids. And living in a town like LA is, you know, there's tons of regional cuisines around the world, and it's a lot of fun to, you know, just go out and explore and see what's out there. And it's always amazing to see how many variations, you know, using the same ingredients. I mean, cilantro grows all around the world, and how it's used in Indian food is, you know, maybe very different than how you might find it in a Mexican dish. So I think how could you not adventure and explore the, you know, the options that are out there?
Yeah, 100%. So I wanna transition to some of the food questions I generally ask the DJs and producers on this show. So it's kind of like, okay. It's kind of like a speed round of food questions. So based on what you just said, I'm going to start here. Tell me what dish comes to mind if I ask you to kind of recall your childhood.
Ooh. There's a cool one called chicken marbella, which is one of the ones that my mom used to make. That's it's a chicken dish with, I believe it's a Middle Eastern or a Mediterranean recipe, and it's got olives and figs, and it's stewed. It stews, and you just basically bake it in an oven, and it all cooks together, and it's just a delicious flavor. I might have some of those ingredients wrong, though.
All right, next question. What's in your refrigerator right now as we speak?
Actually, it's well stocked. It's well stocked. I can go over and explore, but there's some beer. Been drinking a great pilsner called Schoenrahmer. Got the yellow label. That's one of my favorites. And there's some meat and some veggies. Got some kale. Good stuff. Yogurt.
Okay, sounds like you're covered then. my next question is, can you think of the best meal you had this year?
Ooh, another great question. Ah, wow, that one kind of throws me for a loop. I can. I had, this is just a recent one, but it was incredibly delicious. Hatch chilies are in season right now, so we went and got a whole bunch of fresh ones that were shipped out from New Mexico, and we made just a homemade enchiladas with the fresh Hatch chilies, which is just incredible.
Well, I love that the answer was something you put together. That's great. Most people, you know, shout out a restaurant, but that's excellent. So the last food question I have for you is, of all the things you watched Francis cook on screen, what made your mouth water the most?
Oh, you know, that's a great question, because they all did that, and I've actually seen the film screened on an empty stomach a few times, and every single time I'm thinking, oh man, that would be the one that I would pick today. It changes every time. But I'll go with the fish that he steams this fish in clay, and it's just wrapped up in parchment paper, and then he puts clay that digs out right from the lake around where where his house is, and they throw the clay directly onto a fire, and the steam can't escape the clay, and so it steams this fish, and he kind of almost parbakes the fish in there, and he opens it up, and it just looks incredible. I would love to eat that dish, especially if it was on the lake shore of Francis's cabin.
Yeah, you truly need to see this to understand exactly what he's talking about. Chef's Table is available on Netflix, so next time, you know, I hate saying it, but when you Netflix and chill, I think this should be the next thing in your queue. It's really beautifully, beautifully made, and if you are familiar with Jiro Dreams of Sushi, you know just like how high of a quality we're talking about in terms of filmmaking here. So definitely check out Chef's Table and skip ahead to the Francis Mallmann episode so you can follow along with everything we've been saying here. Duncan, thanks for joining us, man. I really appreciate you being on the show today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And where can people hear more of your music and learn more about you?
You can go to my website, which is myname.com, Duncan Thum, THUM.com, and then there's my SoundCloud. If you Google my name, I think there's the first three hits, so it should be pretty easy to jump down. And I've got a bunch of my other scores on my SoundCloud page if you want to check anything out.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on all the success. I'm sure you've got a lot more coming your way in the years to come, so hopefully we'll catch up with you in a few years and see where you're at then.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much, man.
All righty. You've been listening to Full Service Radio. Again, this is Jack Inslee. If you like this program, subscribe on iTunes if you haven't already. And HeritageRadioNetwork.org proudly broadcasts about 40 other food and beverage talk podcasts. So head on over to HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We will be here next week, as we always are, Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's it. So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.